Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the book of the prophet Isaiah. Lesson 7, Defeat of the Assyrians. The rest of the story. Isaiah's prophecy about the king of Assyria was the following. In chapter 37, verse 33, we read, "Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shields, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, says the Lord." He shall not come into this city, says the Lord. "For I," says God, "will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake." This was the message of God. He would not even shoot one arrow across the walls. Not one arrow. And he will go home the same way he had come. This was the message. Would you have believed? So if this is not so, and you lock the doors, and they shoot their arrows, and they stay there as long as needed, till inside everyone is dead because of lack of food. Will it be so as the Lord had said? Will it be so? Would it be so? Hezekiah had lived with God as a king 14 years. He had done everything in his power to bring the people back to God, because his father had done the opposite. And Hezekiah had lived with God as a king for 14 years. He had learned to trust in him. And because he had learned to trust in him, he trusted him now, in this moment of crisis. So it was Hezekiah's prayer. It was the message of Amos. And then something happened. Isaiah 37, verse 36. Wow, this is a sentence. In one verse. "Then the angel of the Lord went forth." One single angel. "And he smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses." A whole army dead. Outside the walls. Wow. Now imagine seeing that. All corpses. The whole army. All dead. One single angel had done it in one night. As he had killed in Egypt all the firstborn during one night. When the king of Assyria heard about it, we read in the next verse, he departed and went and returned and dwelt at Nineveh. He was shocked. He had lost half of his army. He went back and had not defeated Jerusalem. And in the next verse we read, and it came to pass as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch his God. So he worships a heathen god. That Adramelech and Sherezer his son smote him with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Armenia. And Esarhaddon his son reigned in his stead. Killed by his two sons. The king of Assyria, who had said, "Where is the God who could help you, Hezekiah?" Now he himself was